Hey guys, so I am on a road trip right now, and tonight is night one of sleeping in my car. Last night I had a hotel, but that's gonna be the only night that I had a hotel, or have a hotel, I guess. And I've never slept in my car before, but I knew I could figure it out. And I did. I figured it out. And it's raining. And the rain is what made me want to record. I was actually just kind of getting to sleep. But then it started raining and I was like, oh gosh, wouldn't this make a nice ASMR audio? I don't know how long this recording is going to be, and I don't really know what I'm going to talk about, but, well, I guess I'll talk about... I will talk about... See, there's so many things... I think it's funny that I was, in preparation for this road trip, downloading so many podcasts. I was downloading episodes and episodes, like entire seasons of stuff, just because I wanted to make sure that I had a lot of listening material. Because while I am on a road trip, it is not just a road trip for the sake of road tripping. I am going to specific places, and I'm having some very, very long driving days. Yesterday I drove 9 hours, today I drove 6 hours, and my next big span of driving is going to be 12 hours, and the one after that, the last big chunk of driving, is going to be 14 hours. I might end up splitting that into 2 days, it depends on how I feel. But the goal is to do 14 hours in one day. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it, but either way, I downloaded so many podcasts to listen to, and all yesterday and all today, aside from one episode of a podcast that I did listen to, everything else that I've listened to has been on the radio. I find it so fun to flip through the stations as I go through different regions, and I find just different things in different states in the US. It's so interesting, like especially there's so many Christian radio channels, and you get to see a little bit of a different side of Christianity in every state. And I'm finding that very, very entertaining. Also, just like, Christians are entertaining in general. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way. Most of the channels have, you know, genuinely put me in a good mood and made me happy. And so, you know, props to Christianity for that. And it's not like I'm laughing at them or anything, it's just... lots of good advice being flung around in the name of Jesus, and I think that's good, and it's sweet, and it's interesting how different people interpret the word, right? Yeah, I mean, I've spent most of the drive listening to, like, Christian phone-in advice, stations, or, like, preachers, or, like, preachers, like, just preaching, just going on tangents, or, people having, like, interviews with Christian writers, and then a little bit of Christian music as well. Christian music is interesting because it's formulated, like, the stuff that you hear on the radio anyway, it's formulated and marketed towards the Christian youths, right? So it sounds exactly like all of the number one hit songs from like 5 years ago, just perpetually 5 years ago. It sounds like those songs, except it's not those songs. So it's kind of like a mix of nostalgia and novelty at the same time. I do not listen to Christian music because I think I'm gonna find some like genius, just like genius new music stuff. No. I also don't listen to Christian music for the spiritual aspect. I listen to it because it just sounds kind of nice and comfortable while still being interesting. Because it's like that mix of nostalgia and novelty, which is kind of cool. And boy, oh boy, like, the U.S. is gorgeous. There are so many states driving through, I had no idea how pretty they would be. And other states, I was kind of surprised by how plain they were, to be honest. But even the plain ones, pretty darn pretty. It's nice to really go through all the fields and the crops and imagine, what's growing and stuff. I get a little paranoid every time someone passes my car. I'm like, who are they and what do they want? And they're usually just like walking somewhere. I'm also super paranoid that a cop's gonna come and be like, what are you doing in this here parking lot? And I'm gonna be like, sorry, bye. My plan is to be nice, cordial. You say cordial, right? That's one of those words that, like, I read for years and years and years before I heard someone say it. So in my mind, I'm like, cordial. But I think I know objectively it's supposed to be cordial, because that's what I've heard people say with their real life mouths and stuff. The rain stopped. I'll have to make up for it with mouth noises. Oh, there's gonna be someone parking right next to me. I am sinking down so that I look like I don't exist. Also, now that I'm all the way sunk down in my backseat, I can't see them, but at least the little glimpse of them that I did see, they looked like an old man, which isn't really, as far as I know, the road tripping type. Also, based on my ears, someone just parked on the other side of me as well, which is a crazy coincidence. Why are people parking on both sides of me all of a sudden? What the floop? This is spooky. My nose itches. I'm surprised by how cozy I feel, though. Like, genuinely, I wouldn't say that I feel comfortable exactly. Like, I don't think I could ever, like, live in this car, right? There's not enough space. I could see myself living in a van, TBH, but like, I'm just in the back seat of a tiny, tiny car right now. And yeah, I mean, like, it would get to my back for sure eventually. But I do feel cozy. And I do feel good. I feel very, very good. I feel happy. And that is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful feeling. There were some points today and yesterday where, like, sure, I felt tired when I was on the road. where I felt like stiff physically, like I wanted to stretch my legs, but I never really got bored. Oh, the rain's coming back. That's nice. I never got bored. My head is so busy all the time, especially when I'm listening to philosophical radio stuff. My head is just so busy. It's like either, even though I was, you know, 7, 8, 9 hours on the road straight, I still felt engaged, I guess. I wasn't bored, I was like actively thinking. And if I wasn't actively thinking, then I was zoned out enough, but not like zoned out in a dangerous way, just like completely absorbed in what I was listening to. So, yeah, I never really got bored, and that's awesome. I'm proud of myself for that. I think that's what I was most afraid of, you know, just being bored after so long on the road. But I'm not bored. I've gone on road trips before, but I've never gone on a road trip this long while I'm driving the whole time and by myself. So it's a little bit spooky. The longest I had ever driven in a row before had been 5 hours by myself. And so this was quite the adventure to take up. I feel peaceful right now. Like, I'm in my back seat, and looking at the front seat, there's a street lamp kind of shining through my window. And because there's like water droplets that are dripping down my backmost window, I got so scared. I saw like red lights coming through my window. Oh, the piece is over. The piece had the piece finished. It was just someone that had like red backlights on their car, like brake lights. Oh my gosh. Anyway, back to why I feel peaceful. because the water droplets are dripping down the windows, you can like see the shape of the water on my on where the light's shining on the back seats, because the light's coming through the windows. I'm not good at explaining science, but I think you guys know what I mean. I need to get up early tomorrow. Luckily, I am parked in the parking lot of a grocery store. And then I can go on my daily adventures. Yeah, I think I've been recording for a while. I'm not keeping track of how long this is, so I'm gonna go. But I hope you guys all have a wonderful night or day. I don't know when I'm gonna post this.